Good morning, Alberta. Hey.
Good morning.
In the studio with us this morning is Alberta Wright from Young Creative Agency. How are you doing, Alberta?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Young Creative Agency, well, tell us what you're about.
Sure. So Young Creative Agency is a youth design studio where teens are paid an hourly wage to work on real client jobs under the guidance of an experienced professional designer.
And how'd you come to, I understand you started this effort. Is it a nonprofit or it's just an initiative that you started?
Yeah, so it is a nonprofit, but we do earn money from the design services that we perform. So kind of got it start back when, really got it start back when I was growing up in Boston, and I went to a similar kind of youth arts employment center and had studios in painting and silk screening and sculpture. And kids got paid to do that work. And if they were really, really talented, they got put on commissions. And that kind of changed my life when I was a teenager. And I always wanted to kind of be a part of it, but didn't want to live in Boston. And so I moved to New Orleans in 2010, started teaching English at Sojourner Truth Academy. And I met a student there who, I didn't actually have him as a student, but he was sort of known as this kind of bad kid, just well known as a bad kid in school, not showing up to class a lot, goofing off, never did any of his work. And one day he walked down the hall towards me, towards the discipline office, and I saw him wearing this hand stenciled sweatshirt, and it had this really inappropriate but very good design on it. And I was like, did you make that? Because I knew I was supposed to tell him that it was bad, but I was also really interested, did you make that? And he said, yeah, he'd gotten the paint and he'd made the stencil and he'd come up with the design. And it was just kind of mind-blowing because we never saw any of that motivation, that critical thinking, that problem solving in the classroom. He was one of those creative kids I think we all can think about who doesn't really thrive in that setting but has so much energy and motivation around creating.
So when did you start soon after, or how long have you been kicking this around, I guess?
So started in 2012 working with 4.0 Schools, which is an educational entrepreneurship incubator. They kind of helped me build out the concept, and we piloted in my classroom, my art classroom at Sci-High in 2013. Pilots, and then last year we really went full swing after school at Sci-High.
And so the kids get paid, and do they get paid by the companies you work with?
So when we do a design job, we get paid by the organization or the individual, and we split the money. So one half goes to YCA back into our organization, and one half goes to the student. In the summer program that we just are finishing up today at Youth Empowerment Project, kids have been paid $8 an hour and get all sorts of bonuses for kind of positive employability skills, like showing up every day, being on time. And then the same thing where they get that bonus, sort of incentivizing their hard work on finishing a client job.
So tell me about a job. What kind of work has been done? Are people seeing you out yet, on the street?
Yeah. So we started small with friends who I said, can you let us, try this new concept out on you? And it's been going really well. Everyone we've worked with, we've successfully completed the job, and everyone has said, we want to work with you again. But the way that it works sort of start to finish is a client will fill out an intake form or a design brief where they tell us what they want, who their audience is, what the product is, and more about the organization. Kids read that, and then they start brainstorming, researching, sketching out their ideas, and they after they do a lot of research and a lot of different iterations, they narrow down to one mock-up. We send those mock-ups to clients. Clients come in for a feedback meeting. And before that meeting, we've been training the young creatives, as we call them, how to pitch. So they have to pitch their idea to the client in the room. And we saw at the beginning that this was super nerve-wracking and kind of scary for them.
It's like public speaking, presenting,
yeah.
You're on the line.
And not only that, but you know that after you deliver your pitch, you might have someone just say like, thanks for trying, but didn't like it, you know? And so there's a lot of nervousness around that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we saw as they did it more and more, not only did they become more confident pitching, they were much better able to withstand that constructive criticism or even just rejection,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Which rejection is a large part of the world after school, right?
Yeah.
So kids are getting experience while in school and getting paid for the experience, and kind of prepare them for careers afterward.
There's it's kind of one of the reasons why I was really motivated to start this is because I saw a lack of consistent high quality arts programming in schools, in public schools. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but like there was really very little creative digital media training in schools. And yet there's this huge tech boom in New Orleans.
Right, right.
And all these jobs opening up in that field. And I saw most of them being filled by transplants.
Right.
And so I was kind of getting really frustrated that my students didn't have a shot at those jobs when I knew that there was all this sort of creative motivation behind them, just didn't have the tools to turn it into a career.
We have a huge black unemployment problem mm-hmm. in the city. We have a huge youth unemployment problem
exactly.
in the city. So, it's always seems strange to me that the universities don't play more of a role in connecting the university students mm-hmm. with this technological employment sector that's sprung up. So there's mm-hmm. definitely a need there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
What does the future hold? Where do you see growth? Do you see just developing the program?
Yeah, we're at a really exciting point right now. So we just came off of, we were a finalist in a national social innovation award that took me to San Francisco, like I mentioned before, to pitch to some kind of heavy hitters in the startup world there and the ed tech space. We didn't win, but we created some really important connections and nationally and locally. And so right now we're sort of looking at a lot of potential partnerships for the fall and just kind of trying to figure out what is the best fit. And, you know, our biggest challenge is the startup costs of hardware and software and space.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we have been so fortunate to partner with Youth Empowerment Project, who has an awesome computer lab. They're an amazing organization. So that's been really wonderful for the summer. And we'll just have to see what happens for the fall and the spring. But we have kids who are excited. We have, you know, clients who are waiting to get their jobs done. So I'm really optimistic about our future.
Young Creative Agency, how do people check you out if they want to learn more?
We have so much on the webs. So we have a website, youngcreativeagency.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Instagram and Twitter at YCA underscore NOLA. We update that all the time. Really fun pictures. We're doing profiles of each of the kids in our summer program, so they'll come out every day. And we have a Facebook page also, Young Creative Agency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Alberta Wright, Young Creative Agency, and thanks to the Awesome Foundation for sponsoring this interview.
Yeah.
And wish you luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.